Deuteronomy chapter 33. And this is the blessing with which Moses the man of God blessed the children of Israel before his death. And he said, The Lord Jehovah came from Sinai, and rose up from Seir to them. He shone forth from Mount Paran, and he came with 10,000s of saints. From his right hand went a fiery law for them. Yes, he loved the people. All his saints are in your hand, and they sat down at your feet. Everyone shall receive of your words. Moses commanded us a law, even the inheritance of the congregation of Jacob. And he was king in Jeshurun, upright, righteous one, a reference to Israel, when the heads of the people and the tribes of Israel were gathered together. Let Reuben live, and not die, and let not his men be few. And this is the blessing of Judah, and he said, Hear, Lord Jehovah, the voice of Judah, and bring him to his people, let his hands be sufficient for him, and you be a help to him from his enemies. And of Levi he said, Let your Thummim and your Urim be with your Holy One, whom you proved at Massah, and with whom you strove at the waters of Meribah, who said to his father and to his mother, I have not seen him, neither did he acknowledge his brothers, nor knew his own children, because they have observed your word and kept your covenant. They shall teach Jacob your judgments, and Israel your law. They shall put incense before you, and whole burnt sacrifice upon your altar. Lord Jehovah, bless his substance, and accept the work of his hands. Strike through the thighs of those who rise against him, and of those who hate him, that they not rise again. And of Benjamin, he said, The beloved of the Lord Jehovah shall live in safety by him, and the Lord Jehovah shall cover him all the day long, and he shall live between his shoulders. And of Joseph he said, May his land be blessed of the Lord Jehovah, because the precious things of heaven, for the dew, and for the deep that couches beneath, and for the precious fruits brought forth by the sun, and for the precious things put forth by the moon, and for the chief things of the ancient mountains, and for the precious things of the lasting hills, and for the precious things of the earth and fullness of it, and for the good will of him who lives in the bush, let the blessing come upon the head of Joseph, and upon the top of his head who was separated from his brothers. His glory is like the firstborn of his bull, and his horns are like the horns of unicorns. With them he shall push the people together to the ends of the earth, and they are the 10,000s of Ephraim, and they are the thousands of Manasseh. And of Zebulun he said, Rejoice, Zebulun, in your going out, and Issachar, in your tents. They shall call the people to the mountain. There they shall offer sacrifices of righteousness, because they shall nurse of the abundance of the seas, and of treasures hid in the sand. And of Gad he said, Blessed is he who enlarges Gad, he lives as a lion, and tears the arm with the crown of the head. And he provided the first part for himself, because there, in a portion of the lawgiver, he was seated, and he came with the heads of the people. He executed the justice of the Lord Jehovah, and his judgments with Israel. And of Dan he said, Dan is a lion's cub, he shall leap from Bashan. And of Naphtali he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor and full with the blessing of the Lord Jehovah, you possess the west and the south. And of Asher he said, Let Asher be blessed with children, let him be acceptable to his brothers, and let him dip his foot in oil. Your shoes shall be iron and brass, and as your days, so shall your strength be. There is no one like the God of Jeshurun, upright, righteous one Israel, who rides upon the heaven in your help, and in his excellency on the sky. The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms, and he shall thrust out the enemy from before you, and shall say, Destroy them. Israel then shall live in safety alone, the fountain of Jacob shall be upon a land of corn and wine, also his heavens shall drop down dew. Happy are you, O Israel, who is like you, O people saved by the Lord Jehovah, the shield of your help, and who is the sword of your excellency. And your enemies shall be found liars to you, and you shall tread upon their high places.